Concertmaster J.B. Kim stands in front of a 46-person orchestra of violinists, violists, cellists, bassists, and a drummer. J.B.'s job is to lead the warm-up. He's also part of the majority. He's one of the 24 high school violinists.
I have a real passion playing the violin.
The 17-year-old has ambitions that could stretch into attending music school. It's something he's considered.
I just want to get good at this because, it keeps me going because I love the violin. I love playing it. It's just something I love to do.
Kim says the orchestra has been practicing for the concert for roughly 2 months. They'll play a range of pop music from Etta James to Justin Timberlake.
I'm excited about all the songs. I can't pick a favorite because they're all great.
He's also excited for the trip to Wisconsin next year.
One, we're gonna hear two big orchestras play, and we're gonna hear what a real orchestra is, and we're gonna sit in the front rows, and we might even play with an orchestra, which I'm super excited about, and we get to see the world of cheese, what Mr. Mueling calls it.
Director of orchestras for the Kodiak Island Borough School District, Walter Mueling, grew up and went to college in Wisconsin.
If you come to Kodiak, you have to taste the salmon, right?
Yeah.
If you go to Wisconsin, you have to taste the cheese.
Besides his familiarity with the state and its cuisine, he says he also chose Wisconsin for cost-saving reasons. He says he's arranging for homestays instead of booking hotel rooms, and he's reaching out to friends.
I'm calling in just about every favor I know.
Mueling says transportation for the 20 to 30 students will make up the bulk of the $70,000, and he's planning to escort them during spring break 2019.
It's very good for them to get to see how other orchestras are run and kind of see that they're not alone on this island. They're doing very similar things. It's also good for them to get to go and tour and share their music and hear other kids share their music. And they'll get to hear a professional symphony play.
The concert tonight is the first step toward that goal. That'll be at 7 p.m. in the Kodiak High School gym, and there's a suggested donation of $10. For KMXT, I'm Kayla DeRoche.